Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Majority of entrepreneurs worldwide are men. Some of that is down to the risk-taking gene, but some of it is down to the fact that women are less likely to get seed capital or funding for their startups. That was on the agenda at the Invest Her conference last week in Dublin, which aimed to change this venture capital bias towards women. And the goal is to get 1 million women entrepreneurs funded worldwide by 2030. Anna Ravanona is the founder and CEO of Global Invest Her and is on the line. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Now, I'm very well at this point. What sort of evidence is there that women struggle to get the same VC money from investors?
Well, the evidence is everywhere. I'd say the biggest evidence is the report by the World Bank IFC that estimates the global credit gap between male and female entrepreneurs to be $1.7 trillion.
Gosh.
And that was the latest research in 2019, Joe. We haven't got the latest research since COVID. But before that, when I set up Global Invest Her 11 years ago, the figure that made me set up my company was 300 billion. So we've gone from 300 billion in 2013 of a gap to 1.7 trillion in 2019.
Now,
so
why are they not getting the money? I cited two reasons in my queue. Are they still applying?
Oh, God, yeah. That's not the problem. It's a very complex problem. So it's supply and demand. I think, number one, women get hit with an awful lot of bias. This is actually has been proven now through a lot of research. So we get asked different questions when we are pitching to investors. So we get asked prevention questions, like how would you defend your marketplace? And what is, you know, all these kind of things. How would you defend off this competition versus male entrepreneurs being asked, how are you going to grow your market? So there's a lot of bias, which I would say is unconscious for the most part in the heads of male investors, but also sometimes in the heads of women, because we can hold ourselves back because we get hit on the head every time we open our mouths when we're looking for money, Joe.
Yeah. Is delinquency an issue? Do the kind of VCs say, well, we think your companies might fail?
No. In fact, I mean, statistically, women owned businesses, we actually bring 35% higher return on investment and 12% higher revenue than male-led companies. So it doesn't make sense, Joe. I think what basically happens is that a lot of investment decisions are made based on perception, not fact. That's why this point of bias is very important.
Now, when it comes to lending, human beings make the ultimate decision, but increasingly they're going to be aided by AI, for example, and all sorts of stats. Surely that will remove some of that bias.
I wish that were true, Joe. I mean, it's a good point. However, given that the majority of the algorithms are programmed by white men, the bias is also being wired into the data sets that we are feeding into AI. So AI is only going to be able to help humans when we have really, really inclusive, representative data sets. But if you're feeding the information in that is inherently biased from the start, you're not going to get a better decision. So we need to help remove the bias also, because we are humans putting the information in, the majority white male. So this also for anybody who is non-white male or non-white, they are going to also suffer from this bias.
Now, according to Eurostat, the female participation rate in the workplace in Ireland is at 78%. That's quite decent, but it's still a good bit below other countries such as Malta, Estonia, Germany, the Netherlands, Iceland. So Ireland still has a bit to go to get women into jobs, let alone start up their own companies.
Absolutely. And I think that's crucial. Like, women in the labour force is an important statistic. And it doesn't even capture the women who are in the non-formal economy, because there's a lot of women who are actually making money on the side, on the black, and that's not accounted for. Mm. So, yeah, women labour force statistics are a good indicator, but it's not just that, because a lot of women start businesses, yes, out of passion, if you're lucky, in the Western world or the Northern Hemisphere, and the majority start out of necessity. Basically around 32% of small businesses worldwide are started by women, Joe, on an annual basis. So we're here. Just imagine, though, if you are going knocking on a door, it gets closed on your face all the time. Wow. Or you're allowed in and then we say, yeah, we'll give you a little bit of a seat there, or we'll let you in for 5 minutes and then let you out. this is the reality of what it is like for women looking for funding around the world. Now, it's not for all women. There are women, thankfully, who do raise the big money. But the fact is, 1.8% of venture capital worldwide goes to women-only founder teams. 1.8%. And that's gotten worse over the past 20 years. Like, we used to be at 2.5, blah, blah, blah. It is unacceptable. But the problem is where the world is losing out, because the World Economic Forum at Davos, they've estimated that if we were to invest in women-owned businesses at the same rate as male-owned businesses, we would add $10 trillion to the global economy.
That'd be nice.
This is a business imperative.
Now, your goal is to get 1 million additional female entrepreneurs by 2030. That's in 6 years. It's a big ask.
It's a very big ask. And I don't do it alone. What I'm doing is to collaborate and bring the different organizations around the world on this journey with me. I had this goal because I had the opportunity to be invited to a lunch with President Macron in France. I'm based in France, Joe.
A name dropper.
I'm a name dropper. Well, you know, when you got that name, you drop it. And the point is, I was asked by his team to say, listen, give your recommendations to President Macron on women's economic empowerment for France. And I went in and I gave him a list of things to do for France, G7, G20, because he's sitting at all those tables. And, you know, and when going in, that's why I said, oh, my gosh, I have to have a big, hairy, audacious goal. And that's where the 1 million by 2030 came, aligning with the sustainable development goals, Joe. It's not out of the sky. Like, when you take it that there are basically 17 million women entrepreneurs in the United States, 17 million women entrepreneurs in the EU, you know, getting 1 million of all of those funded, it can still make a huge difference. You know, we've a long way to go, but I believe we can do it.
And what sort of entrepreneurs, briefly, do you want? I presume you want kind of tech heavy stuff and more, you know, cutting edge.
Yeah, I mean, basically it's to your point, it's maybe not so much the mom and pop stores. It is what we're talking about are scaling women owned businesses. So those that can grab bigger markets and can add more value. And of course, they can be tech focused or tech enabled. We created the founder directory at Global Investor in 2020 during COVID to help more women be found by investors and by customers. And so if you look on that directory, we already have over 1,600 women-owned businesses from 242 sectors and 80 countries. It's not pink, if you're going to see what I mean. It is anything from robotics to space tech to ag tech. And the speakers that we had at Investor Summit last week were stellar from all of those sectors. So, you know, the women are there. We need to put the spotlight on them. Okay. We need to fund them and stop mentoring us. We are grossly over-mentored and underfunded.
Well, best of luck with your goal. As you say, the whole economy and the whole of society will benefit from that. So that's Anne Ravanona, the founder and CEO of Global Invest Her.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.